Good morning, my friends. How are you this morning? This is Heidi Metz with Spiritually Speaking, and we're continuing with our prayers of biblical hope, seeking God for the city 2020. And we are still on week one, and we will be continuing to seek God's face. This is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek your face. Psalms 24:6. So stay tuned for our next day in seeking God's face. In seeking God for our city, we seek God to unite His people. We're going to review these verses in 2 Chronicles 20:4-12. So Judah gathered to seek help from the Lord. They even came from all the cities of Judah to seek the Lord. For we are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you. In John chapter 10:16, it says, I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, fear unites people when they are threatened by a common enemy. Such momentary unity only lasts as long as the threat of terror. We ask today for a great unity among our people that grows by sharing common love for you. Gather us to seek you in this day of trouble. We are no different than your people long ago. We don't know what to do. We see no easy solutions. We simply seek you, keeping our eyes fixed upon you. We remember your great deeds of the past. We savor your promise for the difficult days ahead. We wait with eyes wide open, humble and hopeful for your glory. Rival leaders have divided us. Common causes have failed to hold us. Gather your scattered, broken flock. Assemble us as one united people. Lift your voice over us. Make your presence known and lead us like a mighty shepherd. Amen. My friends, I encourage you to pray today for Jesus to call his other sheep, people who are now far from him, for Christ to bring unity among churches, forming respect and relationships among leaders and people. Today, we're going to seek God for broken families. Pray for the healing of broken or bitter relationships. Ask God to bring his comfort when family members have passed away. Pray that the Father's heart of God will overshadow children of shattered families, that God will meet financial needs, introduce supportive friends, and give them hope in Christ. During your prayer walk today, notice that apartment buildings often have fragmented families. Pray around an apartment complex, focusing prayer on those who have been bereaved and divorced. Meditate on Psalms 146:9. The Lord supports the fatherless and the widow.
Thank you for tuning in, my friends, and I will see you tomorrow for another day of seeking God for the city in 2020. Have a wonderful day.